Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, November 14th, 2021, the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus spoke to his disciples about the end which is to come. In those days after the time of suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. This is the Gospel of the Lord. So welcome, everyone, as we prepare for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, really the second last weekend of the Church's liturgical year, because the following weekend we celebrate the Solemnity of Christ the King, the last Sunday of the Church's year, because then the following weekend, the weekend of the 27th and 28th of November, we already begin Advent in the new liturgical year, preparing for Christmas. But let's leave that there. In the last weeks of the Church's year, the readings presented to us really talk to us about the, in a sense, the end times, the last things, the most important things, where we're headed for the kingdom of heaven, what our mission is as individuals, as Christians, but also as a church, to share and live the good news. And Jesus in the gospel today talks about kind of reading the signs of the times. You know, you'll know the end is near when you see these things, the sun darkened, the stars are falling, and all of these different things will be happening. And unfortunately, so many of us get caught up looking for these signs declaring the last days. But I think really, as being a post-resurrection people, we are in the last days. We know Jesus died and rose again for us to open up the gates of heaven, that we know that heaven is our goal. And even at the end of this gospel, Jesus says, no one knows the time nor the place. You know, the angels, not even the Son, only the Father knows. And so I think there's a danger for us simply looking for the signs of the times of a catastrophe, of doom and gloom, of loss and destruction. I really don't think that's our focus, because we can simply waste our time and say, look, here, and we've seen throughout history many people marking the signs of the times and the end times are coming. And they haven't arrived. One of the things that our faith reminds us of is that we look forward to the end of this journey here on earth and look forward to the glory of heaven. That is what the Lord offers to us and gives us when we embrace his love. And I think we need to look at the signs of the times, but in a different way. Don't look just for markers for the end times and wait for the end of the world to happen. And really what we're looking at is the second coming of our Lord, who's going to come and save us and take us home. That's something we should be looking forward to and not fearing. But we should look at the signs of the times and see where we need to shine the light of the gospel. Because one of the things Jesus says in this gospel, he says, you know, heaven and earth will fade away, but my words will never fade away. Which reminds us that the good news of the gospel will never end. And just like Jesus says, you know, look at the fig tree. You see the branches get tender. You see leaves come out. You know, summer is coming. You know, you could read the signs of the times. You know, for us here in the family parishes, you know, we're getting ready for winter. The days are getting colder. We've got our shovels ready, our snow plows ready. We've reviewed our snow plowing contracts. We've got the salt for the sidewalks. We're getting ready because we know winter's coming, whether we like it or not, and we don't know exactly when it will come, but we're going to be prepared so that people can get to church safely, so that the sidewalks are shoveled and everything is safe and everything is done so that we can gather to worship. That, you know, reading the signs of the times and preparing. And I think that's what we need to do when we look at the signs of the times in our world today and to see where the gospel is lacking. You know, where are the poor, the needy, the suffering, the isolated, the forgotten, the lost, those who do not see the light of Christ? Read those signs and then act on them with the joy of the gospel, with the good news that changes our perspective, but also changes what we do and values different things than what the world values. You know, valuing each person for who they are is a gift from God. Offering what we have and who we are to those who are in need, to defend those who don't have a voice, like the unborn, and those who are persecuted in various parts of our world. That's where we need to live the gospel. So the mission of the church and the mission as Christians is to find out, discern the signs of the times and translate the gospel to become not only effective in our world today, but to be transformative. We need to empower our people in our pews, in our parishes, to take on that leadership, to share the good news, to live it out in each parish, in each family of parishes, in each region, in different parts of the world, being a sign of hope, being a better way. And just like, you know, what comes to mind when I think about this, kind of in a sense, translating the gospel, I think of Saints Cyril and Methodius, patrons of Europe. And St. John Paul II wrote an encyclical, actually, on their missionary work. And he called them kind of, in a sense, these new evangelizers because they literally translated the scriptures into different languages, into the Slavic languages in particular, so that people could understand the gospel. And St. John Paul II talked about kind of their ingenuity and their faithfulness of translating the good news. Well, for us, we might not have to translate it into different languages, you know, say here in Chatham, but we have to translate it into this modern world that longs for something better. Because what this world has to offer doesn't work. We can see the countless poor, homeless, suffering. And we have to offer that alternative way. We have to read the signs of the times and adapt our parishes and our faith communities to be those field hospitals, as Pope Francis says, to be that refuge for those who need rest, for those who need healing, for those who need love. And so that's the mission. That's the reading of the signs of the times. Not worried about when Jesus comes, and because when he does come, he'll come like a thief in the night, and he will see us at work and he'll say, "Well done, good and faithful servants. Enter into the heavenly glory." Instead of the danger of us coming up with excuses, "Lord, I got caught up in this. I didn't have time to do that. Could you give us a little bit more time?" We need to read the signs of the times. We need to act and respond with love, with light, with peace, ultimately with Christ. So as we get ready for this Sunday, let's read the signs of the times. Let's read where Christ's love needs to abound even more. And let's be that love, offering hope and light and joy to people and looking forward to Christ's return. Because, of course, our pilgrimage is for the kingdom of heaven. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.